Okay, this is Richard Mortimer from the Platinum Coaching Q&A call, the regular call to help clients in various aspects of their business. And I've had some questions about the foundation of the business, which of course is what Sean refers to as the 10x10 matrix. And I really just wanted to cover that very clearly, although we've dealt with it quite a few times, is quite a few people who've just come on and just want a little bit of help with that. Because really, all these processes for the early weeks of the course, so from week 2 to week 7 or even 8, 8's traffic generation, so again, that's quite a creative part of the business. Really, the first step is week 2, which is to create a 10x10 matrix, which is the foundation for the business. It's to get you thinking about the topics that you're going to be teaching on, and then creating your products, and therefore, obviously, your business. And I just wanted to make this very clear, because obviously, I think a lot of people are looking at it as something that's set in stone, and they're worrying about it perhaps a bit too much. You know, obviously it's a big step for people who've not done things like this before and perhaps had to think about it this much. But that's what's important as a clue in just that very word there that I've just used, you know, thought. Because our biggest asset is our brain in our business. And so because we're, you know, a one-man band, as it were, with a lot of potential, so we're having to develop, you know, our thoughts, and this is the way to really develop that creative streak in us, which we all have, but sometimes it needs to be cultivated a little bit more in some than others. So just wanted to cover the 10x10 matrix. What you're doing in the second week, when you first come to this, is starting to lay a foundation for your business by thinking about the topics you're going to teach on generally in your business. So that what we suggest you do is what's called a 10x10 matrix. So in other words, you've got, if you think of your niche, you divide your niche into 10 topics, and then under each topic you have 10 subtopics. So what you should end up with is 100 subtopics arranged in 10 categories. When I say 100 and I say 10x10, of course that is not a hard and fast figure, although a lot of people do like to try and get 10x10. It can be 12 topics, it can be 8 topics with more subtopics underneath. They can vary the number of subtopics. You know, it's not a hard and fast rule. It's just to get a foundation and get something actually written down, and to get around about 100 subtopics that you can teach on. So what you're looking to do the first time you do this is to cover your niche. Now obviously that might be a more general niche. For instance, internet marketing, you'd have this building in that, you'd have traffic generation, and you know, 10 subtopics of traffic generation are going to be quite general. But then you might have a more specific niche that you're looking at, particularly perhaps if you're a younger person and you're not quite so experienced, and maybe if you're looking to come to a niche that you don't feel you're an expert in, you know, you've chosen the niche that you like the look of and you feel you've got potential, but you're coming to it new and you want to basically you know, get going, well, it might be better to pick a sub-niche then. So for instance, traffic being a sub-niche of internet marketing, and then you'd have perhaps video marketing as a sub-niche of traffic generation, and then you'd look at some aspect of that, and that would be perhaps YouTube or something like that. And obviously that's going to stretch you a lot more to get a 10x10 matrix out of a sub-niche like that. So generally speaking, we would tend to start with a more general 10x10 matrix. So you've got a covering of your whole niche with your 100 subtopics. But of course, when you've actually come to start doing your products, the first one, you're going to be using the matrix you've created. So when you come to the third week and you start actually creating a product, you use that that matrix you've created. This is all, you know, not to be, again, a definitive product. It might be, it might not. That's something that will develop. The whole point of this is to get you creating products fast, because that is the real secret. When you get the interaction going with your subscribers and you start finding out what their needs are, that's when you will want to start modifying your 10 by 10 matrix, or maybe even creating another one, and then making a product that is targeted to your subscribers' needs. And obviously that grows. The interaction grows as your subscribers grow, as your confidence grows, as their knowledge of you grows, as you're able to monetize your business and pay for traffic and get more traffic coming on, you're going to get a bigger spectrum of people and that kind of thing. And then obviously as you go on, the more products you create, that's building confidence all the time. So you just have to press on and get going and start creating. And this is the first step in the creation process, is to create a 10 by 10 matrix of your niche in general. But then obviously when you're starting to create high ticket products, then you probably want to create a whole new 10 by 10 matrix for that product. That's what I'm planning to do. I've got four high ticket products in my mind from the feedback I'm getting from my subscribers and clients. And each one of those is going to demand a completely new 10 by 10 matrix, because obviously you're looking at high ticket. And remember, this is the thing we want to be going and targeting, high ticket. That's where we can really get a business with that's really well monetized. And there's several reasons for that. When somebody purchases a high ticket product, they're almost certainly going to get a better result, because when you've paid a good sum for a course, you're committed. If you just pay $7 for a course, you're not so committed. That's just natural and normal. I'm sure there are exceptions to all this, but this is general rule. When somebody spends $1,000, that takes a lot of thought. And for some people, they might even have to, you know, get a loan or put it on their credit card or something like that. And, you know, there's a pressure when you're starting to use money you haven't got. You're getting credit to build your business, which, of course, a lot of people, especially in the offline, you know, have to do that. In order to build a business offline, you almost certainly have to have some kind of credit. You know, the capital isn't there for buildings and that kind of thing. One of the benefits of being online is that the capitalization is a lot less. But even then, you know, people do have to get loans and that kind of thing. Maybe not specifically, but on a credit card or, you know, whatever it might be to fund the business. Well, you're committed when you've got that kind of financial pressure on you. So that's why people would tend to get a better result from a high-ticket product. Obviously, it has to deliver, has to be good quality in terms of the content that's delivered. But let's remember, this is the most important thing about our information businesses, are that we are looking for people to get results. That's what we want. We want people to make progress week by week as they interact with us. And, you know, that'll go in steps and stages. Suddenly there'll be a revelation. Suddenly something will come. It's actually what they need, absolutely what they need at that particular point. And they'll make a big step forward. And then, you know, sometimes it's more slow progress. But all the time we want to be, you know, making progress and making steps in our business. So that's just a quick overview of the 10 by 10 matrix. The important thing is not to agonize about it too much, but to, you know, just get things written down. And you know, if you do it on a bit of paper, you can always rub out, you can always add, you can always modify. You might think of another topic, and it slots in. For example, when you have a topic, you quite often might have an introductory segment. Well, that could be a topic, introduction to whatever your niche is. And you can summarize, and that could be a topic as well. And then you have, you know, 10 points or whatever it might be, subtopics as a summary. And that also can happen, you know, with each of the subtopics, that you can be introducing people and talking about who it's for, and that kind of thing, and the benefits that people can have, as well as giving them a step-by-step approach on how they might achieve some task or some process or some, you know, goal, whatever it might be that you're teaching on. So that's just to give you an overview of the second week's lesson, the creating a foundation, getting your topics and your subtopics organized. Thank you.